If you're in the work of education, as I am, you'll know that there's a lot of emphasis these days on what are known as 21st century skills. This emphasis on 21st century skills comes largely not from the education world, or at least the initiative for this, but from the business world. That companies are finding that increasingly people are unable to work together. People are unable to work in teams. People are unable to get along. And what's becoming more and more important in the development of human learning are what are called soft skills. In other words, the ability to have conflict, but to resolve it. The ability to disagree, but not become disagreeable. I would argue the insight for the need for this was long since discovered by religious life. Religious life at its best is a school of charity that helps us to learn how to develop the ability to live together. In many ways, it's quite remarkable that all of these bachelors, all of these Dominican friars, can live together at all. We know that in some instances, put a bunch of bachelor men together and it's like a college fraternity. I think Jesus is helping us to understand in the gospel what is the most difficult aspect of religious life to deal with. Namely, how do I let a brother know that they're doing something wrong? We call it fraternal correction. I would argue we've never really been good at it. But Jesus gives us a very important reason why we should, why it matters for us. Look around at our world for a moment. We live in an age that is unbelievably disagreeable. People can't agree on anything. And when they disagree, they do so in a way that is so absolutely certain that they could not possibly be wrong, that there's no possibility to discover the truth. This is not to suggest that anything goes. Moses was a good example of conflict resolution. I have to admit, in God's providence, it was good that he did not call me to be Moses and to be the one who led the Israelites out of the promised land. Because I think I would be like that father that would say, "Don't make me pull over this car." And I probably would pull over the car and tell them all to get out, that I'd had enough of them. The question I think for us is, can we model a way of life that stands before the truth with humility? Can we model a way of having a conversation with one another that models charity? Not one that surrenders principles, not one that ends up not wanting to seek the truth, but can we recognize, at least for a moment, that we might be wrong, that we might not see things clearly? The beauty in our way of life is, I think the answer to that is, yes, we can. I went into our last provincial chapter with a little bit of trepidation as I looked at the people that were there, thinking, oh my gosh, what's this going to be like? I have to say it was one of the privileged moments of grace, the way the chapter discussed with one another, listened to each other, heard each other. It was really wonderful. The possibility exists for us to do the same. Let us ask the Lord today to help us to seek the truth, but to do so in a way that becomes so attractive that others wish to seek the truth as well.